This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay, Chelsea, I have two different directions this could go and two different stories through each direction. So do you want an AI story or do you want a plastic story?
I'm gonna go with AI.
Okay. And do you want AI cope or AI humanism?
Humanism.
Okay. This story
say first thing that comes to mind.
Okay. That's the best way to do it.
To ponder. Yep. Let's do it.
Okay.
Many choices.
This article is on futurism.com, written by Victor Tangerman, March 9th, 2025. Article title: Weird New Computer Runs AI on Captive Human Brain Cells, and You Can Buy Compute on the Cloud.
Okay.
Australian startup Cortical Labs has launched what it's calling, quote, world's first code-deployable biological computer, end quote. The shoebox-sized device, dubbed CL1, is a notable departure from a conventional computer and uses brain cells to run fluid neural networks. In 2022, Cortical Labs made a big splash after teaching human brain cells in a petri dish how to play the video game Pong. The CL1, however, is a fundamentally different approach, as New Atlas reports. It makes use of hundreds of thousands of tiny neurons, roughly the size of an ant's brain, each, which are cultivated inside a nutrient-rich solution and spread out across the silicon chip, according to the company's website. Through a combination of, quote, hard silicon and soft tissue, end quote, the company claims that owners can, quote, deploy code directly to the real neurons to solve today's most difficult challenges, end quote. Quote, a simple way to describe it would be like a body in a box, but it has filtration for waves. It has where the media is stored. It has pumps to keep everything circulating, gas mixing, and of course, temperature controls, end quote. Cortical Labs Chief Science Officer Brett Kagan told the New Atlas late last year. Whether it will actually prove useful remains to be seen, but Kagan is excited for scientists to get their hands on the tech. Quote, there's so many different options, end quote, he told Australian broadcaster ABC News, suggesting it could be used for, quote, disease modeling or drug testing, end quote. Quote, the large majority of drugs for neurological and psychiatric diseases that enter clinical trial testing fail because there's so much more nuance when it comes to the brain. But you can actually see that nuance when you test these tools. Our hope is that we're able to replace significant areas of animal testing with this. End quote, Kagan told New Atlas. For now, the company is selling the device as a way to train, quote, biological AI, end quote, meaning neural networks that rely on actual neurons. In other words, the neurons can be taught via the silicon chip. Quote, the only thing that has generalized intelligence are biological brains, end quote, Kagan told ABC. Quote, what humans, mice, cats, and birds can do that AI can't is infer from very small amounts of data and then make complex decisions, end quote. But the CL1 isn't about to disrupt the entire AI field overnight. Quote, we're not here to try and replace the things that the current AI methods do well, end quote, Kagan added. Nonetheless, the approach could have some key advantages. For instance, their neurons only use a few watts of power compared to the infamously power-hungry AI chips that require orders of magnitude more than that. Apart from selling the CL1, Cortical Labs is also looking to sell compute via the cloud, using its own assembled racks of the unusual computers. In short, while it sounds like an exciting new take on conventional computers, Cortical Labs still has a lot to prove, especially when it comes to teaching neurons not unlike an AI. Quote, I know where it's coming from because it is clear that these human neuronal networks learn remarkably fast, end quote. A University of Queensland biologist and stem cell research specialist, Ernst Wolvetang, told ABC, quote, at this stage, I would like to reserve my judgment because learning Pong is one thing, but making complex decisions is another, end quote, he added, end of article. So, how do you feel about them growing brains and computer chips to be AI?
Well, I could definitely use that technology to make decisions about what Fringy Mini we should be doing.
It would be great for that, actually.
Seems to be a complex decision to make, just based on how this episode started out.
And this is the first time I've used futurism for its articles, so I'm not quite sure what their perspective is on AI, but it was very rose-tinted glasses. They didn't even talk about, like, the ethical weird parts of this.
Yeah, which is kind of my next thought. Like, where would that come in handy? Like, where would we be using that? Would that be in a situation like, I believe it was a Fringy Mini we did before, where it was the AI was going to kill the human life over... was it? It was a pilot.
Yeah, that one was really dumb because it turns out it wasn't really AI. Remember, it was the military one where to get points, it was going to attack the target, but they were only theorizing it. Yeah, they didn't even run it through an AI.
But is that like what they're theorizing? That like where would you use something like that where it would have to be capable of complex reasoning?
Well, I know where you would use it. Obviously, you would regrow the brain cell tissue of somebody who's died for the seance AI. Like, that's clearly where you're supposed to be using this.
Right. We've done so many AI episodes. Fringy Minis, rather. They're not...
Yeah, we've never actually done an episode.
No, we've never. Okay. I could see where it would be... But we already have enough to do that.
Yeah. But I don't know. This really creeps me out, and I don't know how to feel about them growing a brain, parts of a brain, to run AI. And particularly, where they think the line is where they can stop... growing more person for AI, because that's where their ethical line is. Like, is it a whole brain? Is it a head? Yeah. Is it the whole body and that's okay?
For what? Like, would we use them as war robots? Like, the implications of that are pretty... Like, what would it be used for?
Yeah. And then I don't know if they're...
I think it's pretty sinister.
And I would worry on the other end of it, too, where could we turn actual humans into AI with their brain tissues? Like, I was just kind of talking about jokingly at the seance, but like... I don't know. Could there now be a product out there where you use your own brain cell tissue that has been replicated to make your own AI?
You live forever. I mean, you could just become a vampire and then that takes care of that.
That takes so much less ethical obscurity.
It really does. It really does. I don't think we have to say anymore.
Well, I'm just worried that Zuckerberg's going to learn about this and his whole like metaverse. What's his AI like world that he wanted to do?
Meta, right?
Yeah, but like, is that what it's called? This is like the virtual world that he wanted?
Oh, it is called Meta now.
Okay. Yeah, the whole company's Meta. But I'm just worried he's going to get control of this and say that take all of our brain cells and put them in that. And we're going to have to like live in a virtual office for an immortal amount of time.
Yeah, that's what it is, Meta. Because we're already living it. So yeah, you think about it that way, it's pretty... I'd rather be a vampire.
Oh, yeah. This is so much the lamer version of immortality. That
it's totally lame. Yeah.
Yeah.
Way lamer.
And the real weird implications are, is how do we know this hasn't already happened to all of us? You've got 48 hours to figure that out if we're just brain cells attached to a microchip. But in any event, we'll see you back here as the microchip ordains. So, bye.